Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Zayin. The Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Vav and Beis brings down Halacha. Makabel Sodom Mechaveroi V'Zara Sa'irim Lo Yisrael Achitim. Chitim Yisrael Sa'irim V'Shem Gamliel Oyser. So the Mishnah brings down that if someone Makabel Sodom to plant one thing, he's not allowed to plant something that's harder on the karka, that's machish the karka, that takes out more karkas for the karka. So if you made up the plant so'irim, so you can't plant chitim, because chitim takes out more for the karka, it's machish the karka more. Mashiach, if you make up the plant chitim, then you can plant so'irim, because so'irim is better for the karka. It doesn't take as much karkas out of the karka. Mr. Gamar says sometimes a person wants to switch off his field. Now Rashi explains that this Mishnah is talking about Chakiris. Mishnah is talking about Chakiris where you made up to give a set amount to the Baal HaSada. Says Rashi that the Mishnah is Dafka B'Chakiris, like the Gemara says earlier on at the beginning of the Perek, that each Mishnah is either talking about Chakiris or talking about Kablanos. So Rashi over here explains that the reason why this Mishnah can't be by Kablanos, because Rashi says because by Kablanos you would be able to switch it to Chitim. Mishnah says halacha that sa'irim lo yizre'er achitim. Says Rashi that halacha is only by chakiris. By kabbalas you would be able to switch it. And Rashi explains with the svara from the Gemara earlier on at Daf Kuf Daal Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says tichish arav leilichish mara, that it's more important for the bailim to have money than he cares whether his karka gets weak or not. And therefore says Rashi, since when he plants chitim you'll make more money, because chitim makes more money than sa'irim. So therefore, even though the karka is getting weakened, but since the person is going to end up getting more money by planting the chitim, so therefore says Rashi, it's worth it for him, and therefore it's worth it for the Baal HaSada. He doesn't mind that the person should plant chitim because since the kabbalah takes from the Guf HaSada, so therefore he's masking for the person to be machish his karka since he's going to end up getting more money. Barayu nene b'shinu shel zeh. And the Ramban, in the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Kuf Gibel, he discusses this Gemara that each Mishnah has to be with Kablanos or Chakiris. Now the Ramban goes on a Mishnah further on. The Mishnah is a similar Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes, the Mishnah says a similar halacha, that if someone's Mekabal, Sada Mechaveiro, he can't plant the Pishtan, Lushana Mu'atis, Lo Yisrael a Pishtan. And for the same reason, because Pishtan is Machish the Karka, so if you make a Kablanos on a Sada, you can't go and Mizrael Pishtan. And Rashi again says the same svara, that's only by Chakiris, by Kablanos, since the Bailam are getting a chelik from this Pishtan, so it's worth it for them, and therefore the halachas you couldn't plant the Pishtan. So the Rabban over there argues on Rashi, and he says he doesn't understand the svara. He doesn't understand the svara. Who said the person wants his karka to come weak, just means to make a few dollars? Who said there's such a svara? And the Rabban's not mayrach so much in his kasha, but the Teres Chai by us explains that the kasha is that Rashi is coming from a Gemara. This is why Rashi didn't make up himself. He's bringing it from a Gemara. The Gemara Daf Kuf Daal Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about a case where someone's Makabel Sada to plant Shumshimin. And Shumshimin seems to be at something that makes a very good crop, makes a lot of money, but it's very much Machish the Karka. And this person went ahead and decided he's going to plant Chitim. He planted Chitim, and it so happened to be that the Chitim made just as much money as it would have made Shumshimim. So the Gemara has a Havamid over there that maybe he should tell him, I'm giving you the full amount of money, but I want you to take off a little bit because you have a very big revach here because you feel that it gets shvach. I want you to take off money from the amount that you would have got because I put something easier on your Sada. And in that, the Gemara says, no. The person says, I need this and this money. I don't care so much if my Sada becomes hukash. Lichish Arav and Lichish Mara, don't tell me that you're taking away money from me. I'd much rather that my karka become shvach, become weak, than that I should become weak and I shouldn't get my full money. So says the Teres Chaim, that's very nice svara when a person lahed you made up to weaken his karka. So then you can't come along and say that I want to give you less money and not weaken your karka because I want the money. But if someone made up not to weaken his karka, he made up to plant Sa'irim. He made up not to plant Pishtan, and now you're going to come along and you're going to decide to weaken the karka and give me more money. Who said I'm asking to that? Where do we see from Bank of Mara that someone that made up not to weaken his karka is masking to take more money and weaken his karka? Maybe this person's back, but he doesn't want to make his karka weak. When I make up my head to weaken my karka, so you can't tell me I'm going to take off some money not to weaken your karka. I'd rather have the money and weaken my karka. That's what we made up. But when we make up not to weaken my karka, who said it's a svara that I want to weaken my karka to make more money? That's the Torah's chayv's basmor barichus, and that's the chayv of the kavod of the rabbat of this kasha. Rabbi says Zalman on the goyis of the bottom of Rabbat is ready, but oh, why the Rabbat gets all busy with the Mishnah over here on the Afkuf Tess, exact same noisa on the Afkuf of Abayz, where Rabbat Teich Tvar does mention also the same thing in our Mishnah. But why does the Rabbat starts off with the Mishnah on the Afkuf Tess? It's a rechid on the Rabbat. But the exact same noisa is on the Rashi in our Mishnah, exact same kasha, and the exact same problems. And now the Rabban goes on to explain, so Lefi him, what's the pshat, why this Mishnah is Dafka B'chakiris. So the Rabbat explains that the reason why this Mishnah is Dafka B'chakiris is because of the end of the Mishnah, because the Sefer says that you could plant it Tzairim. Says the Rabban that by Kablonos, since I'm taking Mekuf HaSadeh, you can't plant it Tzairim, I won't eat them. B'chakiris, where I'm going to pay you, I can pay you from the Shuk. I don't have to, no matter what, I pay you from the Shuk, you always end up with the amount of money you get. Fine. But says the Ramban, by Kablonis, you can't go and plant Se'irim. True, it's not going to weaken the karka. It's going to weaken the karka less, but I want Chitim, not Se'irim. I made it to plant Chitim. How can you go and give me Se'irim? So therefore, says the Ramban, that's the reason why this Mishnah is Dafka B'chakius. Now, on the Ramban, B'achroinim on his kasha, the Tesis Yontav Redi is B'oyer the kasha, that L'choira, B'chakius also, the Gemara Daf Kuf Hei says, Pashtus, that also by Chakiris, the halacha is that the person has a right that he wants dafka from his sada, to be tevei dafka from his sada, and he wants to get dafka from his sada. So ask the Taisis Yotif of the Rabban, if it's true the Rabban Svara, that you can't give him a different bin from that same karka, that by Kablonis you can't switch, the chayra, the halacha should be who I did by Chakiris, should be the same halacha. And therefore says the Taisis Yontif that no, it's not true. As long as I'm giving you that amount, it doesn't make a difference. Chitim and Tzairim is a big chiddush. The Chayr, the Svar should be like the Ramban. Why should it be like this? He says, Elamai from the Mishnah. Mishnah's before that as long as you're giving him that amount, you can give him Chitim or Tzairim or anything. It's no difference because by Chakiris is the same problem. And we see from the Mishnah, even by Chakiris, you could switch. So who had it by Kablonis? The Taz and Simon Shiduch Haftal also is his Kasha with this Kasha of the Taisis Yontif of the Ramban. And he says that if you look at Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says it's Svara, the Gemara Lamaisa says a different Svara at the end. The Gemara over there is coming to explain it to them. The Gemara says a different Svara at the end, so therefore says the Taz that the Gemara is Chayzer Lamaskan. The Gemara is Chayzer, there's no such Svara Lamaskana, and therefore the Pshat in our Mishnah will be the feeder on Banda Bechakiris, and a Chadami doesn't give him from the Sada. Chitim is Re'en Sa'ir means I can plant Sa'ir, and I give him something else. I give him Chitim Ibashuk. Because he has no Tviya, the Maskana is like Gemara that I should give him Dafka from his Sada. So therefore I can tell him I'm giving you from the Shuk Chitim and plant Sairim. The Rishash says that if you look at the Muki Yosef, the Muki Yosef brings from the Ran, Chdushi Ran over there on Dafka of Hei, that even though the Halacha is that by Chakirus, you could be Tviya from that Sada, that's only when it's already growing in the Sada. Muki Yosef brings Rayas, it's only when once the Sada starts growing, I could say I want this Tfuah Dafka. But he has no, by Chakiris, I have no right to tell you, go plant in the Sada and give me, I want Dafka from the Sada. Only once is already things growing here in the Sada, then I can be Teveh, I want Dafka these. That's the Tzvar of the Gemara Dafka Fei Amud Aleph, the Chitim E'aroi Be'ino. But it's not as much as Kablonis where I can be Teveh you to go down and work in the Sada to give me from the Sada. So Mel says to Rishash, it's very, very posh, the Rabban Shita here in the Mishnah. By Kablonis, I could be Teveh you, I made a Chitim, you can't go and plant Sairim in the Sada. I want you dafka to plant chitim because I'm taking from the sada. Mashiach b'chakiris, if the person decides he wants to plant sairim and say I'm going to give you chitim from a different sada, I'm going to give you chitim from the shuk, that's fine. I can't force you to plant chitim in the sada to take from the sada. Once there will be chitim, then I will be able to be teveh those chitim. But therefore says the Rabban, very good. The Mishnah is very good. You could buy chakiris. You could say I want to plant sairim and I'll give you chitim from the shuk. I'll give you chitim from the shuk. Now the Arsameach and Chedusha Meir Simcha. This explains what's the reason why Kablonis, I can't say the same thing. Why can I say by Kablonis, I'm going to plant from the Shuk, I'm going to plant what I want, as long as I'm not being Machash the Karka, I'm planting Sarim, and I'll give you from the Shuk Chitim, the feed how much normally it would be. What's the reason why Dafka by Chakiris he could say such a thing and not by Kablonis? So he explains that by Chakiris, if the halach is I'm Mechuyev to give you stuff from the Shuk, I'm Mechuyev to give you Chitim from the Shuk. If nothing grows, I'm Mechuyev to give you Chitim in the Shuk. So we made up. The deal was that I'm going to pay you no matter what chitim. So the chiyav is to give from the shuk. Now, if this chitim growing from here, I have to give you dafka from here. But the chiyuv is from the shuk. So therefore, I have a right to say, I'm going to give you from the shuk. Where the chiyuv be'etzem, I wasn't mechayim myself to give you from the shuk. We only made up to get from this sadeh. So the Baal Sadeh could say that I don't trust you that you're going to ever come up with chitim from the shuk. Who said that? That's not what I made up with you. I don't believe you that you're going to ever end up getting the chitim from the shuk. I know that I have a field, and I told you work in this field, and whatever comes out from this field that I see befananu that's right here, then I want to be a shutif with you, and I want to take a chelik from that with you. So therefore says the Remei Simcha that there's no time that I'm going to plant what I want, and I'll give you from the shuk. I never trusted you to go bring me from the shuk. I trusted you. That's the deal was to get from the shuk. If it grows in my field, I have a right to take from the field. But the deal was that I'm going to give you no matter what from the shuk, and therefore I have a right to say I'm not planting, and I'm going to give you from the shuk. Now in Shitas Rashi that says that the Mishnah that by Kabbalah Salachas you are able to be Mishaneh. So Rashi discusses the Risha that by Sa'irim I could go and plant Chitim since Chitim is better. The Halacha is I could go even though we made up Sa'irim and Sa'irim is not Machish the Karka as much as Chitim, I could go and be Mishaneh to Chitim since you're going to get more money. Now what's with the Seifa? What's with the other way around? If we made up Chitim by Kabbalah, could I go, the halacha is by chakiris, I could switch it to sa'irim. What's it did by kablonis? Could I go and switch it to sa'irim by kablonis? So if you look at the Torah, Tzivit Shulchav Dal, he says, Pasha, not. We made up chitim, I want chitim. Chitim is much more valuable than sa'irim. And you can go be mishana for sa'irim and give me sa'irim, says the Torah, you can't do that. The whole svar of Rashi is to make it better, but to make it worse, to make it worth less money, it's Pasha that you can't do that. That's a bore in the Torah. The Torah is chayim over here is ready bedayik from the Bhagavad Vishnu. In Hilchas Chiras, Perek Ches, Halacha Tes, on the Rabbim over here that brings down our Mishnah, my Mishnah read his Mashman Rashi, that Rashi said, that he brings down Rashi, that Rashi holds that by Kablonis, you could be Mishana Afilu in the Resha. It's Mashman from the Loshad of the Magen Mishnah, that you could be Mishana in the Sefer, just like by Chakiris, you could be Mishana in the Sefer, who had the by Kablonis, you could be Mishana in the Sefer, and you could plant Chitim, you could, even though you made up to plant Chitim, you could go and plant Se'irim. And he says that there are Ma in Simon Shun Chav Dal, there's also Mashman this way. Also, Masha from the Ramah that you could go by Kablonis, Lefishitas Rashi, you could go and switch it even from Chitim to Sa'irim. And the Teres Chaim is Betama. How could it be such a thing? What's the svar of this? Chayr, if I made it to plant Chitim, how could you go and give me something less? Go and make and give me Sa'irim. So if you look at the Rishash says that Lechayr, there's no Machlaikis. It's not a Machlaikis tour and the Ramah. He says the tour is talking about when you're planning a giving from the Karka. Like it seems like the Teres Chaim understood that you're planning on giving the kablonos from the karka. So since you're planning on giving the kablonos from the karka, so it's pasha, you can't be mishana. How can I go, if I made up to give chitim, how can I go and plant something that's worth less? Masha Enkin says the Rishash, the Maga Mishnah, and the Ramah is talking about when you're planning on giving him an ashuk. If you're planning on giving him an ashuk, says the Rishash, then you're giving him body an ashuk, how much it's worth chitim, so then it makes more sense you'll be able to be mishana. So, Archean, if you're able to do such a thing, if in Kablonis, we just said from Pshan and Rampan, that you can't do such a thing, you can't go and make up to give a bit of shok. But Kapodim says to Rishash, there's no machlekes tour in the Ramah. The Ramah is talking about when you're planning on giving chitim and ashok. You're just going and planting sa'irim, that it shouldn't be machish the karka so much. So then over there, you could do that. So it comes out, we have a clear machlekes in the ratio of the Mishnah between Rashi and the Ramban. If someone's bekabal, sada, be'arisus, be'kablonos, to plant it, so Irim could he go and plant the chitim? That's beforeish. The first of Achagis Rashi Ramban, and in the Seifa by chitim is there an asirim? So there are bads beforeish that you can't go be mishane. And the Torah seems to assume that Rashi agrees to Ramban in this Tekuda, and it's possibly in the Magen Mishnah the Ramah Diak that the Rashi is chiluk on the Ramban even in the Seifa. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara writes, Basti le Rav Yehuda le Ravin Tvua is there an akitnis? That if you've made up to plant tfu, you can plant beans, is there any kitness? Amaleva nantan tfu loy is there any kitness? Seems that kitness is harder on the sada than the tfu. And therefore you're not allowed to switch it to kitness. Amalei loy kasha. Holon v'holuhu. It depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. In Bavel, the halacha is that tfu is there any kitness? And Rashi explains, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel? And Rashi says that hashta bebavel kaiminon shimetzula utfuah bebitzei mayim. It's very wet land. The lekel meichas lekishcha da'aro. You don't have to worry about kishcha da'aro. In Bavel is a very wet land, and therefore it's not. There's no problem of kash ara bechalal. And therefore Rashi says you could switch either way, both from Kittus to Tefuah and from Tefuah to Kittus. The Lecha Mishnah, and there in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, and the Teretz Chaim, also they both ask on Rashi, if the side of why in Bavel Tefuah is Yeret Kittus is because there's no Chash Ara, so in Lechaira, he should have already stopped, he should have switched in the ratio also. So Rashi learns, Masi Le Rav Yehuda Le Ravin, Rashi explains, Bemesnisin, Tefuah is Yeret Kittus. When he learned him over the Mishnah, when Rav Yehuda was teaching Ravin the Mishnah, he inserted this into the Mishnah, he switched the words of the Mishnah, since they were in Bavel, to switch the din of the Etz Mishnah. So therefore, when he learned the beginning of the Mishnah, he should have already switched the beginning of the Mishnah with Sa'ir Mechitim. Why did he wait to switch it only with Tefuah and Kittus? So the Lech Mishnah says that maybe in Chanami he switched him then also, he taught him the whole Mishnah, and he just asked him on the last thing, at the Salak Minei, in Chanami could have asked him, since he just finished talking about Kittus and Tefuah, so he asked him on Kittus and Tefuah. But in Chanami he switched really the ratio also, and he could have asked him on that also. The Rosh Hash says that Rashi seemed to learn the Gemara, that Masi the Rebuta of the Rabbin was that he taught it to him in the Mishnah. Says the Rosh Hash, Lulei Devei Rashi, he would learn that it was just a brisa. He told him over a brisa that was happened so to be talking about Tefuah and Kittus. And that's why that brisa didn't discuss what the Halacha was Chitim and Sa'irim. Mel says to Rosh Hashanah, if you learn this way, it wouldn't be shver the kasha of the Lecha Mishnah and the Teretz Chaim. And he points out that the Goyin, and the Goyin Zagra seems to also learn this way, because when he brings down the Gemara, he says, Amalele kasha ha v'chulei masnisim ha'yitzrael brisa bebabel. He says it's a brisa. It seems to be that the Goyin also didn't learn like Rashi, that he learned it to him in the Etzem Mishnah. But the Kasha of the Teretz Chaim and the Lech Mishnah obviously is still Shvan Rashi. Rashi didn't learn this way. But the Rambam has a different Girsa. Like the Goyin is Ma'ir on the side. He had the Girsa the other way, that Kittus lo Yizrena Tefuah Yizrena Kittus. The other way. But Akapadim in the Rambam, it's before that what the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael was a special thing over here in Kittus. That there's a special problem in Bavel. That Bavel had a problem, but Kittus wasn't good for it. And therefore, but even though in Eretz Yisrael the halacha is that Tefuah Yisrael and Kittus Lefita Gersis Rambam, in Bavel Tefuah lo Yisrael and Kittus. And the Teretz Chaim speaks out that who had in the other way it's Usser. And Bavel it's Usser both ways. He says because since they're both not good for the karka, both Kittus and Tefuah, so therefore says the Teretz Chaim, you're not allowed to be Mishana. Big Chiddush of the Teretz Chaim, that the whole heter to be Mishana, says the Teretz Chaim, is only when it's going to be better the other way. When it's better for the karka, if they're both equal, then you're not allowed to be Mishana. So that's how he learns to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the halacha is that Bavel, you're not allowed to do both ways. Both Tefuah, you can't do Kittus, and Kittus, you can't do Tefuah. So the feed the Rambam, it's Pasha, that the whole kasha that the Lech Mishnah and Teretz Chaim were asking on Rashi is not Shver, but the Rambam learns the special Svara, special for Kittus, that Kittus is not good in Bavel, special for Bavel, Kittus is not good. And if you look at the Shita of Hashem the Ravid, he goes with the Girsa of Rashi, and he also explains that it's a special Svara Kittus, that since Bavel is very wet, Bavel is a very wet place, so sometimes it's not so good for all the plants. For everything that grows in Bavel, sometimes the wetness could ruin the plants. And the Kittus dries out the karka. Kittus sucks up a lot of water, and it dries out the karka. Therefore, the crop of Kittus in Bavel is a very good crop. And therefore, there's a halacha that you let a switch from Tefuah to Kittus in Bavel. So if you arrive at also, it's a special svara on Kittus, not a kloistic svara like Rashi seems to learn. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yehuda le Ravin bar Nachman. Ravin achi, hani dili dilach, v'dilach dili. V'nog b'nei metzra ilan anoyte l'kan l'kan, v'anoyte l'kan l'kan. So Rashi says, that what does it mean, dilach, dili, dilach, dilach, dili? Rashi explains that they lived near each other, and in between the two sadhis, there were trees that were on one side that were coming out of one side, and their roots were going into the other one. So he said that the Nagu B'nei Metzer is that wherever the Shrushim go, the Paris go to him. And the Gemara goes on, De'itbar, Ilan Ha'imal Al-Metzer, Amar Rab, Anoite L'kan L'kan, V'anoite L'kan L'kan, which Rashi learns means wherever the Shrushim go, it goes to them. Wherever the Shrushim go, that it belongs to that person's Sada, the Paris that grew up with the Ilan go from, belong to that person's Sada. U'shmol Amar Chokim. And Shmuel says that you split it equally. So Tesis at the very Maschel Ivan. Tesis brings down Pirish. He writes that Pirish Akutris Edi Yushuv Kopsha Pirish Ivan on a tour of the Karka Samachla Metzer. So he doesn't explain what he has to share with Rashi, but Tosis brings down a pshat from Rashi in the Gemara that the story was that the Ilan was on one side of the Meitzer and the Shrashim were going into the other person's Sadeh. Now we don't have a Mefurash Rashi in front of us that learns that the Gemara is talking about this case. But where Tosis is coming from is from where Rashi explained the din of the what the Gemara said, di li, and over there that's how Rashi explained it. So Taisus seems to understand that therefore Rashi is learning that the case of the Machlaikis, Rav and Shmuel, is also going in this case. Now Taisus says that Pirish HaKutras ate him a Yushev. And Taisus doesn't explain exactly what his problem is. Now in the Rishonim, we find two kashas on the way Rashi, Taisus brings down Rashi on this Mahalach. The Ran brings down this side. He doesn't bring it down B'Shem Rashi. He just says you can't be learning about this case. And he explains, there's a halacha and Baba Basra of Chavzayin and Mabez that a Ilon that some of Chameitza Chaveri, someone has a tree that's planted near his Chaveri's Sada, and the Trushim go into his Chaveri's Sada. The halacha is that there's a Tanai Yeshua that he's mutter, he's allowed to do that, there's no problem, and it's Pasha that the payers go to the Baal Ilon. It doesn't go to the people, to the person that the Trushim go in. So therefore, says the Rabban, if the Ilon's sitting in my Sada, the fact that the Trushim are going into your Sada doesn't bother us. So therefore, says the Rana, it can't be that the tree is talking about it sitting in the other person's Sada. And therefore, he's Machriach, like we'll see later in Taisus, that's talking about it sitting equally on both of their Sadas. So that's possibly what Taisus means to ask here. Like the Rana asks on this Pshat. He doesn't bring it from Rashi, but he asks on this Tzad, he says that it can't be, because the halacha wouldn't be that you go back to the Shrosha. And there's a Taisus, a Mechamara, Baba Basra, Dav Chavzayin, and Abayz, is a Taisus that also brings down Rashi's Pshat. And he asks an entirely different question. Taisus over there going, Mr. Gemara over there says another halacha. What happens if someone has an Elon that's growing in his Sadeh and the branches are leaning into the other person's Sadeh? So over there says also the Gemara that Mitanai Yeshua there's no problem and it's Pashut that all the payers go to the Baal Elon. So therefore over there Taisus speaks out, Lafi Rashi and Ar Sugya, Chayr Shmuel wouldn't go with that Sugya. Shmuel that says that it doesn't go to the Baal Shroshim. Shmuel that says the payers don't belong to the Baal Shrosha, but it doesn't go with that sugya. Now it's very unclear, Lefidus Bahalach, if Rashi learned the Gemara like this, exactly how did Shmuel end up with the Yachloiku? Seems to be that the Shrosha are on one Sada and the Elan's entirely in the other Sada. Why would it be that Allah is Yachloiku? But B'chol Eifin, that's what Taisus says. That Shmuel's din is that you don't go bust a Shroshim. You don't go bust the Ikra Elon, you go bust where the Elon is standing right now. So therefore says Taisus, that wouldn't go well with the Gemara's halacha that when you have a tree in your Rishus and part of the tree is leaning into other person's Rishus, the halacha is it doesn't go by where the tree's leaning, it goes by where the tree is rooted in. And therefore says Taisus, that's why he said that Gemara doesn't go with Shmuel. So maybe that's possibly also what's bothering Taisus over here in our Sugya. Now both of these kashas, the Rishash over there on Taisus and Mabasud of Chavzayinam and Beis, Rishash answers both questions. And he says that the kasha that Taisus asks there, that's much more pasha to answer, that the Gemara over there is talking about where the whole Elon is growing in one person's Rishus, and some branches are going into someone else's Rishus. So over there, all the payers belong to the Baal Elon. Our Sugya is talking about where the whole entire Elon is going into the other person's Rishus. The roots happen to be in the first person's Rishus, but the whole tree is going into the second person's Rishus. Who said over there the halacha is that you go past the Ikra Elon? That's not what the sugya over there is talking about. That's the Rishash is Ma'ir on Taisus over there. And Taich Dvarav over there, the Rishash also speaks out a teretz. Why the Ran's kasha on the Tzad to learn Rashi like this is maybe not so shver. He says, but maybe the sugya in Baba Basra is talking about where you have a tree in one Rishus, and some roots, a few roots, are going into someone else's Rishus, so it's big yoinik, a few roots are big yoinik, b'kakash ha-gaveiroi. But when all the roots go into someone else's Rishus, our sugya possibly is talking about when all the roots go into the other person's rishus. And therefore, over there says the rishash, over there possibly the halacha would be, since the whole Elon's been yearning from his rishus, that the halacha could be like Rav, that it goes busted about a shroshim. But Al Kalpan and the whole anocha that Rashi learns about Chaykis, Rav, and Shmuel is going in this case, if you look at the Taisa Rosh, doesn't seem to bring down Rashi like that, Bechlal. He says that Rashi is learning also Pashit, like we'll see from Taisus, that talk about standing in the middle. And he explains to Taisus Rashi, the reason why Rashi learned that Anoite Lakan Lakan, Vanoite Lakan Lakan means the Shroshim, and didn't learn that it means means the where the Elon is leaning, he says, is because like what we said over from the Gemara and Baba Basuch of Zion, that the halacha is that if you have knife that's noite into one side, that halacha is that you don't go bust with a knife. Now the Tosis HaRosh and the sheet that brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, they both explain that they don't like Rashi's pshat, even though they don't assume like Tosfos Dafka that the Rashi was talking about with the Elon's entirely one's reshus. In Echlami, they assume like Tosfos that the Elon's on a metzer, but they say they don't like Rashi's pshat that the Gemara means you go by Shroshim, because the Lashon of Noita L'Tan L'Kan is not mashed that way. Noita L'Tan L'Kan normally referring to the where the Elon is tilting, not where the Shroshim are going. Therefore, they say like Tosfos. Tosfos learns the sugya differently. He speaks out that a pashit that we're talking about, it's Eibed al Betz, are equally. It's equally, it's sitting in the middle of both of their sabbaths. And Tosfos says that we're talking about the shrushim are also equally going in the ground. If the shrushim are going to one way or the other, it's pashit, says Tosfos, that you would go bust to the shrushim. The machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, is in a case where the knife is knighted to one side more than the other one. So Rav says, wherever it's knighted to more side, since it's equally in the roots and where the Elon is sitting, it's equal. So therefore, you go bust of that. You go bust of wherever it's leaning, you have a schus in that. And Shmuel says, no, since everything's equal on the bottom, we don't care where the knife is being knighted. And you go bust of, and you don't go bust of the knife, just like the sugya in Baba Basruch of Zion says, you don't go bust a knife. Elon, a knife, the Sadach HaBeiri, goes to you. Taisus explains that the reason why Rav holds you go bust of the knife over here, why you go bust of where the Elon's branches are, is since it's equal on the bottom, you go basar the knife. So Ramayshin at Tshuva and Chayshim Mishpat Chelak Aleph Sim Mem Gimel just clearly says, he says that it's Pashit, that the halachas are, and that's how it's Mashman Nesivis and Sibuk Kuftan Hesiv Katan Tesvav, that whatever the Elon is, if the Elon is the one Rishos, it's Pashit and it goes to the Baal Elon. And that's the Sugi Babasuch of Zion, and he says that's Medina, the Tanai Yeshua is just that there's no Isser Gezel on the fact that it's going to someone's Rishos, but the Ikra Din, he says, therefore, who Adin will be the Geir for a Goy, the Ikra Din, wherever the tree is, if a tree is entirely in one person's Rishos, wherever the tree is going to be, the Halach is that it goes to him. This that Sharoshim Akeveya and Knife is Keveya is only when it's in the middle. Wherever the tree is, doesn't matter where the Sharoshim goes, doesn't matter where the knife goes, the Halach is that it goes past the tree. The whole Sugi over here is only talking about when it's in the middle, and then we have a Machshita Shmuel holds that we don't care about the knife, we don't care where the branches are going, we only care about where the shrushim are. If the shrushim are leaning more to one way, we go bust to the shrushim. And Shitas Rav is that Huadin, you go bust if the knife is knighted to one side, you also go bust that. Now Taisus goes on, and he says that this machlekes Rav and Shmuel Ocher seems to be telling a machlekes Tanoim later on about Metzia and Abayis Ali and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Where there is a machlekes where you have two ginos, you have one person's gino and he has next person's gino which is lower down from him. And this pair is coming up from that wall that's in between the two of them. So there's a machlekes tanoim or mayor of Yehuda. Do we say it goes to the elyon or do we say it goes to the tachnoim? Do we say it goes to where the pears are, where in which aver the pears are growing, or do we say it goes basa where the shrushim are, where the karka is growing? Do we say shadi neifer basa ikre or not? So Taisa says that it's not totally the two things ebazeh. Because over here, the reason why Rav Meir holds it goes shel elyon is because over there all the shrushim are in the elyon. But Rav was only talking about when it was in the middle. And he says the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it goes past to the tachtoin is because over there there's a new svar that the Gemara over there says that you could, it's a derech to fill up your gina, and you could have filled up your whole gina, so it's your space that you could have killed all the payers, and therefore it goes to you. Now there's a third sheet that Taisus brings, the sheet that's Rabbi Shimon. Which Taisus explains, he really holds that you go bust at a Baal Shroshim. But he just says that since that the halacha is that whatever the top person can't reach, he's mafkaret, he's meichel to the bottom person, he's mafkaret that part, and therefore whatever the elyon can't reach goes to the tachton. Even though Medina should go to the elyon, since the elyon's mafkaret, it goes to the tachton. So the Nesivis, in Simukuf Samach Zayin, brings from the Yaris Dvash, from Yenis and Eibshitz, he's Niskash exactly how is the tachton koinet. It's very good, the top person's mafkaret. How is the bottom person koinet? If Aver Shein Seifel and Noyach Lav Kaburach Domi, if we say that the Aver can't be koinet, so how could he be koinet? So the Yaris Dvash says, Enechanami, until the person makes a kinyan, and until the tachton has a right to go and take it, or if the tachton didn't go yet and take it, the elyon could be chayzer from his hefker. He wasn't zeichen it yet. So says the Nesivis, no, that's not the halacha. Nesivis says the halacha is that the tachton is medina zeichen it. He says, because once the elyon's mafker his chus in it, automatically the tachton is going to be zeichen it, because it's growing also from him. It's wrong also for him is Aver. Elon is also Yoinik from the Aver also. And therefore once the Elion releases his Schusim on it, he has a Schusim of it because the Ikka Yoinik is from the Karka obviously. And therefore, but once he says he doesn't want it, automatically the Tachtu is going to be Zayich on it because it's been Yoinik from his Karka also. And he brings it from a Taisis and Gittin Dav Chav Beis, the Sisoi, that there's a Yoinik from the Aver also. Yoinik in the Aver also, Aver over a Karka, you can be Yoinik from the Karka through the Aver also. And he says, Muchen Arsugya, a Raya from Rav. Rav in Arsugya says that you Lufi Taisvis, that you Zeichen, whatever goes leans over to your sad. So says the Nesivus, we have a Raya that there's a Metzias of Yonikas Aver. You see, there's a Raya that there's a Metzias of Yonikas Aver. And you Zeichen, Metzad, the Yonikas Aver. Kolzman, it's equally, the other Yonikas equal. Rav holds, you can be Zeichen, the Yonikas Aver. And the question on the Nesivus is, what exactly does Shmuel hold? How can the Nesivus bring a Raya from Rav? We don't pass him like Rav. We pass him Yachloiku like Shmuel. So it seems that Pashas, you would have maybe been able to learn that Shmuel's good for Chaylik on this. He holds that you're not Zeichem, but didn't the Yonikas Aver. But we see in the Nesivus is assuming not like that. He's assuming that Rav, he has a Raya from Rav, and he's assuming that Shmuel's not Chaylik because of that. Because we pass him like Shmuel, so how would he bring a Raya from Rav? Must be that the Nesivus holds that Shmuel also holds Be'etzim as Yonikas Aver. So the question is, why Shmuel Chaylik on Rav? Now the Gedulei Shmuel here in our sugya, he brings the Tzayis HaChayshin and Timurei Samach, he brings the Yerushalmi. I ain't sure exactly how he explains the sugya, just using his derech, the fetus Yerushalmi, and explain the sugya. He seems to have a different mahalach a little bit, I ain't sure. But he brings down a Tzayis. Tzayis and Timurei Samach brings the Yerushalmi in Abayis Valiya later on, that when you have a Kaisel that's in between two Shutfim, the Kaisel is up in the Yerushalmi that the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, how to look view the Kaisel. Do we look at the Kaisel that half belongs to one Shutif and half belongs to the other Shutif? Or do we view the Kaisel that it's a Bokam HaMashutafis L'Shneim, it's one big place for both of them, each one owns the whole thing. Each one Meshutafis owns the whole thing. So in Cain, L'Chayru, we can understand the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel very easily. Rav holds that it belongs to both of them equally. So we have a Elon that belongs, that Meshutif L'Shneim. So therefore Rav holds that each one has no more of a Schus than the other one in this Elon. Mitzad, where the Elon is, and Mitzad the Shroshim. And therefore Rav holds that automatically once we have a little bit of a leaning to one side, if the tree is leaning to one side, and like the Nesivus explains, is a little Yonikas Aver on that side, so automatically he has a Schus in those Peiros, since they were equal in the Gufa Elon. Mashaikin Shmuel holds, no, that each one had a Schus in half. Since each one had a schus in half, in my half of the sada, it's ki'ilu, that half of the sada is entirely in my field. And therefore, the same way we understand that if a sada is entirely in my field, like we said over from Moshe, if a sada is entirely in my field, the fact that the knife goes over to the other person's field, like Taisus also speaks at Mefurish, pasha then belongs totally to the Bala Elon. So therefore, the way Shmuel looks at it is, my half of the Elon belongs entirely to me. And therefore, it's Pasha, the fact that it leads into your field wouldn't be Malo Myrid. Rav would also agree to that. The whole way why Rav holds, the whole reason why Rav holds that Yonikas Aver makes any difference is only because Rav assumes that I'm not, the Beals are sitting in my field, it's equally sitting in both of our fields. So therefore, any little bit could tip the scale and say, oh, the main Yonik is from me now. Because I, equally with you, have a Yonik in the Gufa Elon, and now I'm also having Yonikas Aver, and therefore I'm Zeichen the Peiros. Mashiach and Shmuel holds that no, that I'm not equal with you. On my half of the Elon, it's Kibul the Elon's entirely in my Rishus. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference that these Yonikas knife. Sarachin, if you learn this way, that L'chayr Imkain should come out to who I didn't, if the Shroshim are going into one field, you shouldn't be Zeichan. That's the first Taisis, that even if he's Shmuel, if there's more Shroshim in one field, the halacha is that he's Zeichan more. L'chayr, if we view that this karka is totally mine, that half, so the Elon is totally in my karka. Like we said for Moshe, if the Elon is totally in your karka, it doesn't make a difference if the Shroshim go into the other field. Tzarechi and this Dekuda. But HaKaparim and Kain, it's very good to deceive us. Both Rav and Shmuel both agree that there's a Yonikas HaNoif. Everyone agrees to that. The Shmuel holds that the whole Elon's, we look at my half of the Elon like it's entirely my Rishos, and therefore the Yonikas knife is not Malo Mar, just like Rav himself would have held had the whole Elon been in the other person's Rishus. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a memra of a Rav Avo, a Rav Huna, a Rav. Also for a person to stand by someone else's field while it's fully grown, it's fully grown field, the person looks at it and he can put an iron rod into it. He sees other person having such hatzlacha, having such nice things growing in his field, so he might be mafsed with iron rod. There's an interesting simon in the stipler in Baba Kama, simon memhei, where over there he's discussing the Indian of being mazik al-yedei skuba. He brings down from a sefer shmiras nefesh that brings down from someone that if someone throws his nails on the floor and the Isha Mubaris walks over it, that therefore she's mapel. It seems from this type that we can know that the way she was mapel is because of this. The halacha is he has to pay Dvei Vladis. If someone's map makes the Isha be mapel, someone's maka Isha and makes it be mapel, the Torah is before, that you have to pay Dvei Vladis. So it says this Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, what then if you throw your Tzerpanayim on the floor and the Isha walks in it, you'll have to pay Dvei Vladis. So this type right away says it's impossible to have such a halacha. He says the whole chi of mazik that you possibly can have when you throw your tzepanayim on the floor is bidid bar. Sacha kolam shar and bar aren't chayiv to be vladis. Dafka odem mazik is chayiv to be vladis. So he says the etzem halacha doesn't make any sense. But the person that's writing from him to him, the person, there was a shayil over there in the simen, he says that he has a different taina. He has a taina that l'chayiv, this is not called a mazik. This is being mazik a day a school law. That's not called a mazik. You're not chayiv a mazik on such a thing. And he says, and the person wrote to him that what's with ayin hara? If someone's mazik with ayin hara, you're going to tell me he's chayiv? And he brings a ride from Aris Sugyo. Ergamar says, Osir loy la'odom. Doesn't say that if you mafsid him, you're chayiv. It's mashmat tafka that it's osir for him. And therefore, the shayil to the stipel wanted to say that it can't be that there's such a chayiv. The stipel says that he doesn't see any ride from Aris Sugyo because it's not possible. The Gemara obviously couldn't write chayiv. It wouldn't be possible for the Gemara to write chayiv, is you can never know if something came from ayin hara. And therefore says the stipler that the Gemara says usur, not because maybe you'd be chayiv also if we would be able to prove the fact that the hezek happened due to the ayin hara. Ayin sham is mayrich, but ritzicha, idei shame, and all these other interesting noisim. The Gemara by us brings a pasuk. Baruch atu the ear, baruch atu v'sada, baruch atu v'yecha, baruch atu v'tisecha. And the Gemara explains, the Rav explains, baruch atu v'yecha, shloi timtza ishtecha safik nida b'shas b'yascha ben aderech. That when someone comes home, he's on a trip, and he comes back home, it's a bracha, baruch atu v'yecha, that he shouldn't find his wife as a safik nida. So Rashi explains, Rashi says, safik nida, v'kolshkein v'ade, even a safik nida, for sure v'ade nida, he shouldn't find her. That's what Rashi learns by us. So the Marshal says that Lule Diver Rashi, he would have said a different pshat. He would have said that the reason why the Gemara says Dafka Safak Nida, because Safak Nida, it's possible that you end up being over. Because a person in such a matziv where Ishtar Mishtar Kekesloy, she was waiting for him, and he comes home, and Yitzray Takva, he might go and be Meira Heter, by a Bade Nida, Pashit, Suka B'Shashanim, a person will never be over, never home to be over. Safak Nida, maybe he'll be Meira Heter, he'll say maybe it's Nishtazai, maybe it's not like this. And therefore, that's what is a special bracha. You shouldn't have any. You shouldn't have a matzav of a suffik nida where your chas v'shalom might be meira heter and be nichsha. So the Marsha brings down that Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel on this Gemara also learns like the Marsha in one nekuda that means dafka suffik. But he said Rashi says a little differently. Rashi doesn't say that we're worried that it can be nichsha. Rashi says that a suffik nida is much harder for a person in a certain way. A vadi nida, a person said no, she's a vadi nida, finished. He's pirish. Mitzvah Hashem, he doesn't have such a tsar. Mashiach is suffik nida, he's always thinking that maybe she's really tar and I'm stopping Pirish for no reason. It's a much harder thing to be Pirish from a suffik nida than to be Pirish from a vadi nida. And therefore, when the Gemara says suffik nida, Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel says, it means dafka suffik, that's much harder for a person than a vadi nida. Now, the Torah Chaim over here has a kasha. That the Rambam and Hilchas Deis, Perek Dara Loch Yotes, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, and Tzimun Reish Mem, Sif Tes Vav, brings that a person, the Rambam brings down different times, that a person is kosher for the Gufa Adam to do Tashmish. And the Rambam says that a person shouldn't be Mishamish Bitasai when he's Beyoim Bom in Aderech, and the day that he goes out, oh wait, he goes out from Aderech. And therefore, asks the Teretz Chaim, what's this big bracha that a person should find his wife Tar when he comes home? L'chaira, it's not as mad to do Tashmish when he comes home from the Aderech. The Rambam says it's not healthy. So, but Emes, this kasha, this is a similar kasha. This kasha that the Torah Chaim is asking, the Paiskim ask a very similar kasha. Because the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis says that this is man oina b'yoyim, that a person goes out the derech. There's a mitzvah la'adam lifkeres ishte. This is man oina when a person leaves his house to go to the derech. This is man oina. And up there, all the Paiskim ask, how could the Rambam write that b'yoyim tzeischem and a derech, when a person goes out the derech, it's not good to go do tashmish if it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyum min adin. So the Taz, over there in Tzimur Reish Mem, he brings down a teretz from the Marshal, and it's printed on the Shulchan Aruch over there in Tzimur Tesvav, in the Makom of the Ramah, brought down this teretz, that the Rambam is talking about where you're walking by your foot, you're going beregel. And the Gemara that says the mitzvah's Aina is talking about when a person's going with derech, but he's going to ride on a horse, he's going to ride in a wagon, he's going to drive in a car. Those cases where it's not machdud, he's not going to walk the derech, so it's not going to be so hard on his guf. So over there, that's where the mitzvah's Aina is, and that's where there's no problem of the Rambam's problem of refuah, that it's not healthy for the guf. So Fizat, but towards the Teretz Chaim's kasha also, that when he comes back from a derech, b'shas b'yas from a derech, is talking about when he's not walking. When he's going in a wagon or he's riding on a horse. There's another teretz that seems it's not clear in the Teretz Chaim. The Teretz Chaim seems at the end, it seems to be a Teretz Chaim, it seems to be that's what he's saying, but it's really this teretz or ma in Tshuva and Simon Kuflam and Beis and Tshuva Kuflam and Beis, and the Levush also brings down this teretz on the other kasha, on the kasha of on the from the din of. From the Gemara Yivam Asad of Beis, that is a mitzvah lifkeres ishtoi b'shas when he goes out l'derech. And he says that the Rambam says that it's kasha is only in that day. The night afterwards or the night before, that is not a problem. And therefore, the Gemara Yivam is talking about that when you're going to go the next day l'derech, the night before is a zman oina. And therefore, who Adin Ergamar could be talking about with that the Gemara is saying that you should find your ishtoi, shouldn't find your suffix neither, so that way that following night. Not that day when you come home, that following night you'll do tashmish. Look, the Lashon Rambam is a little not mashma like that. The Rambam says, V'loy l'achareyim b'loy l'fneyim. You have to say he's going back on other cases and he's not going back on this case. Teretz Chaim himself says a teretz to answer the Rambam from Agamar that maybe the shtanu azmanim. Maybe the Rambam was only writing for his times. In his times, the kufim became weaker and therefore there was a problem to do tashmish b'yoyim b'yoschem and aderech, mashaykin and Agamar. So you have three terutz into the kasha. We have the teretz of the marshal. It's the difference between if you walk beregel or you walk, you're going a wagon. It's the teretz from the Ramah and the Levush that maybe the night afterwards or the night before. And then we have the teretz of Teretz Chaim at Nishtanu Azmanim. There's a very, very famous Rishash in this Gemara, a very interesting Rishash. Some people have a big bikiris on their shash with what he writes here, but there's a very interesting rishash of this Gemara. The Gemara over here says, brings down a pshat from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Baruch atu b'vayecha, uvaruch atu b'secha, sheyitzi oscha min ha'oilom ki b'yoscha min ha'oilom. Ma b'yoscha l'oilom b'loi chet, af yitzi oscha min ha'oilom b'loi chet. That the bracha that we're giving over here is that a person should come to the world just like he came to the world without any averus. He should leave the world also without any averus. And the Mizrahi over here in this pasuk is already ma'ira on the Gemara that l'chayra, that's very nice pshat pasuk of baruch atu v'yecha baruch atu secha. But how would we explain the pasuk or atu b'tisecha? Right, the pasuk the other way also, and you can't say shem shenichas to'olam b'chet. They were saying that a person comes to the world without a chet. So if you look in the Gur Ari over there on the Pasuk in Kisavai in Parakhov Ches, and the Marsha by us also says the same thing, that you could say very simply that Baruch Atah B'Vayecha Baruch Atah T'Visecha Shem Shebi Oscha Min Ha'Olam B'Loi Toiro Mitzvahs Kach Yitzi Oscha Min Ha'Olam B'Loi Toiro B'Loi Mitzvahs. Ein Shom in the Gur Ari and the Marsha. Kaparim, the Rishash comes along with the bigger Ari. It says, L'Chayr, from this Gemara, there will be a strong Raya for the Shitas HaSoivrim that there's no Gilgal. We know from the Zoyar, now it's Kubal and Klai, so from the Zoyar, once the Zoyar was a scholar, from the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, has a whole Sefer Shara Gilgulim, that there's such a thing called Gilgul, and a Neshama can be a Skalgul to another Guf. But the Rishash says, the Chayr from this Gemara that says that a person comes to the world with Enoi Aveiru, it's a right, there's no such thing as Gilgul. If there's such a thing as a Gilgul, the Chayr, how could it be, how could the Gemara write that you come to the world without any Chet? I saw brought down from the Satmar Rav at Dibur Yoel three Mahalchim in this Gemara, and therefore there's no Kasha from no Raya Bechal Dershash. He says one Mahalach, one simple Mahalach, that a Gilgal doesn't mean that a person has Averis. A Gilgal means that he came to the world to be Mesakin Achet. He's not Nislachlich from Chatoim when he comes to the world. And if he comes to the world B'loi Chet, he just, the Tafkid wise here is to be Mesakin Chatoim from the first Gilgal. That's not cool coming to the world B'chet. Another Mahalach he says is that what are we talking about? What does it mean B'aschal O'ilam? If we're talking about B'aschal O'ilam, the Guf came to the world. The Guf came to this world without any Chatoim. The Guf doesn't have any Chatoim. It was never Chet yet. Elamai tell me no, but the Neshama had a Chet. So you want to say that B'aschal O'ilam means the Bia to the world of the Neshama, when the Neshama came to the world. So the Neshama came down to the world many Gilgulim ago. The B'aschal, this is not the time when the Neshama is coming to the world. This is not called coming to the world. The coming up to the world in the Neshama was when it first came down in its first Gilgul. And then it came without any Chet. So therefore there's no Raya B'chal from this Gemara. Then he says a third Mahalach, he says that these psukim of the brachas, I'm talking about brachas, where Klai Yisrael doing Ritzayne Shalmakim, where everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing, and therefore Hashem's giving brachas, Baruch Atav Aviyecha, Baruch Atav Tzeisecha. He says the whole Indian of the Gulim is only when the people are being chayte, and we need to be misakin chatoim. He says before, if Be'emes Klai Yisrael would have been in this matziv of the brachas and Parshat Kisavai, he brings from the Ramban that the Ramban says that Klai Yisrael never reached the Shlemus that they should have all these brachas. But if Klai Yisrael would have been in this matziv, Be'emes Rishash would be right. There would have been no Gilgulim. And that's why it makes sense to drasha Baruch Atav Aviyecha that Yitzias Ben Olam is B'loi Chet. But now it's not like that. Unfortunately, it's not like that. The situation is that we got all the Aror and we got all the Klalas, and therefore there is Gilgulim today. Now, in this Mahalich of the Satmar Rav, this last Mahalich is a smaller Aura that the Gemara over here says that Baruch Atav Sade She Yehuna Chaseka Mishulvash Shlish Betfuah Shlish Bezesim Shlish Begfonim. That a person should, Baruch Atav Sadecha means a person should have all different types of crops. And Rashi explains, Sheyesh Shana Shalaike Begfonim Uvezesim Ve'ein Laike Betfuah Ve'yesh Shana Shalaike Bezu Ve'loi Bezu Ve'ti Loi Pleita. So both the Marsha and the Teretz Chaim, Niskasha and Rashi, that we're talking about the brachas now. We're not in the Teichacha, we're in the beginning of Kisavi, where we're talking about the brachas. So why the Shana that's Loike Begfonim and not Bezesim? So the Marsha and Teretz Chaim both say other pshatim, but Teretz Chaim says the Maisa more mistaken to learn like Rashi, and he says that you have to say that these brachas is all Balash and Yachid. It's not talking about a Tzibor that's Eitzim Etzeni Shalmakim. It's talking about a Yachid. And a Yachid, it's brachas special for the Yachid that's doing it. It's not the whole Klai Yisrael, it's Eitzim Etzeni Shalmakim. And therefore, says Teretz Chaim, there could be that there are a lot of Chatoim, and there will be a lot of Oinshin. Talking about directly to a Yachid. So the fetus Teretz Chaim wouldn't be able to be shaykh to use the Satmar Rav's third teretz. We have to use the other two terutzim. The Gemara Amud Beis goes on. The Gemara says, "V'heiser Hashem imcha kol chayli." Amar Rav zu ayin. When it says kol chayli, it's referring to ayin ra. Rav taimi the Rav solik bekiri avemai the Ovid. Amar tishin v'tisha be ayin ra v'echa b'derech eretz. That one person died naturally. All 99% of the people die with ayin ra. The Chazanish in Lakuta Simcha Aleph on Baba Basra, on the beginning of Baba Basra, he writes that beside this Abriya, that an Adam with his Machshava could be Mania Garmim Nistar. A person could move big Garmim in the Olam, and with a small Machshava, he could be Garmim Heres V'Churban to huge things. With one small Machshava, he says it's beside this Abriya that Hashem made in the Briya, that a person with his Ayin Hara could cause very big Churban. But he writes that Mikol Makom Hakol Bidei Shemayim. And if Bidei Shemayim, this thing's going to be Nitzel, Ayin Har won't make any difference. Just when Hashem makes a Gzeira, something has to happen to someone, or something has to happen to something, it's a Skalgal Yidei Ayin Har. That's the Iker thing. The way it happens, Hashem makes a Gzeira, this person has to get sick, this person has to die. The way it's a Skalgal is Yidei Ayin Har. But he just speaks out that the Ayin Har could create a Makom of a Matziv of a Makom Sakana, where there's a Satam Makachik Mishas Sakon. And the Chayyid of Tiberi Chazanish is a vor in Taisus by Yosef, a Masel Tishin, where Taisus asks that Lachayra, why don't Bnei Yosef live much longer than everyone else? Bnei Yosef don't, are Lois Shalta Ben Ayin Hara. If you're telling me that everyone that dies, most people that dies because of Ayin Hara, so the Bnei Yosef should live much longer than everyone else. So Taisus answers, the Yishleima Shemesu B'derech Eretz Yosef Ma'achem, Shkish Baruch Hu, Yeroi Tzla Misa, Ma'ishaleach Lim Chalam Ma'achem. Chayyid Mamish Tiberi Chazanish, Hashem decides when someone dies. So Bnei Yosef, Hashem dies, kills without Ayin Hara. He kills with other chalom. And regular people, there's ayin hara. That's the normal way how people die. People die with ayin hara, idei ayin hara. Now the Gemara over here brings down five shittas, what it means kol chayli. Rav says zu ayin hara. Shmuel says zeh ruach. Reb Chanina says zu atzina. Reb Yesi Reb Chanina says zu atzaya. And Reb Lazar says zu mara. So it's an interesting maral, in Chedush HaGadol over here in this Gemara, he says that we know that the Bria, everything in the Bria is made from four yesaidis. From Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer. Those are the four yesaidis, four things that make up everything in the Bria. And everything that's made up of things, when it starts falling apart, these yesaidis, that's when a person dies, when thing starts becoming rotten and starts being nevad. So the Maral says that the Machaikis over here in the Gemara is which yesaid is the main cause of the person's death. And he says, Rav says, Zuwa Ayin, that's the Ayin Har, which is Eish, which burns. Like Gemara always says, the Ayin Har could burn. So he says, Rav held it was the Eish that caused it. Shmuel says, Ruach, he held it was the Ruach. Rav Chanina said, Tzina is the Kriris, is the Mayim, is the Yisayin HaMayim. He held it, the Tziba is because of the Mayim. And the last one, Tzaya is Afar. Nothing left in it good, it's just the Afar itself. And that's what Rav Chanina held that it was, Reb Yisrael Chanina held that it was Tzaya. And Ayin Shom, how he's Mazvah, the fifth Shita, Zumara, Ayin Shom, but upon the first four Shitas, he explains that each one holds that it was a different Yisrael that caused the beast of the person. Caused the Chaloim of the person. Now there's a interesting Maril that the Ramah brings down, Lalacha, in Simen Tzadi Beis, Sif Zayin, the Maril says that this that we know all Lalachas of Tzaya, he says applies also to Tzoyas HaChaitim and Tzoyas HaEizen. He says, derived from Agamar, the Gemara calls it Tzoya, the things that come from the nose and the ear, the Gemara also refers to as Tzoya. Even though it's not as disgusting as real Tzoya, but the Gemara seems to call it Tzoya. So therefore he says, if you touch the Tzoyas HaChaitim and Tzoyas HaEizen, you have to wash your hands. Someone by mistake touches the middle of davening, Tzoyas HaChaitim and Tzoyas HaEizen, says the Ramah, b'shem the Maril, you have to wash your hands. Ayin Shom, the Mishnah Berurah over there brings that the Yavitz and the Goyin are Chaylik. Tzorchin La'alocha, b'akaponim, the Rai is from Eretz Sugya. Marbayat is Meirich in the Shvach in the Milo of Pas Shachras, of eating Pas Shachras. There's a Mordechai in Simakuf and Hey, the Bach brings down a Mordechai, that the Mordechai says that the Bidik Kedir, the Bidik was that they weren't so makbid on Pas Shachras, and he says that the reason is because the Indian of Pas Shachras is Dafka from Tfua that's Rechaikim in a Yishuv. It has to be the Pas Shachras to come from Tfua that's far from the Yishuv. The Lo Yishoma called Tarnagol. It was far away from any crowing of the tarnagol, and v'loikol mash pshichei asvinas. I can't hear the voices of people pulling svinas, and v'argilam batzrichem la'ichlam b'chol yom tov. You have to make sure to eat it every day. So therefore, says the Maruchah, therefore our chachamim nom is that. Therefore, the people weren't makbet to eat pas shachras. But if you look in the Taz and the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Kuftan Hey, they both say that no. If you learn the Gemara Kipshuta, you're not mafsid. Pashta Gemara is not mashma like that. And I in the Magen Avraham, he's Mayrich, weird, this toys. This whole Mordechai comes from. He says it's a toys. If they learned the Pshana Gemara and Shabbos. And therefore, they say you should just go on and eat Pashachris normally from regular Tfua that grew from the Yishuv. It's fine. There's an interesting Noise in the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in Simakuf and Hey and Mishbitzais, Sivkot and Aleph, he brings that Lachayrit's mashma. You need Dafka Pass. You need dafka pass, and therefore he says even a mezainis, even though it comes from chavesh shemini mechayer, it's mashman the gemara. You need dafka pass, but he brings from a taisis and brachas and daflav zayinim and beis. But there taisis handling hilchas brachas over there more taisis over there. And the Masra Marava says that Reb David used to soak his Rabbi David used to soak his bread and water the night before, so that way you should be able to quickly eat it and only make a mezainis. And the Prima Godim assumes that he was eating it for Pas Shachris. He was eating it for Pas Shachris. So you see from over there that even though it's a mezainis, it's also masbik as long as it's from Chameshis Amin. So Prima Godim nisha with a suffix if you need dafka pas. If you look at the Butchacher over there in Eishla Avram, he's chaylik, he says, no, it doesn't have to be dafka pas. Anything that's mazin, anything that's masid, Ayin Shomineh is Melamed Tzchus on the Oilam that maybe even coffee with sugar is enough. He says sugar is like Dvash, and it says a Pasuk Mitzur Dvash Aspiyako. He said, but Akbarim, he says it's not Dafka didn't pass. Anything that's Mazin, anything that's Masid the person, anything that fills up the person to give him Koyach, that's also for Pas Shachris, you don't need Dafka Pas. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Tefillah, Rambam says, Mitzvah L'Spalah B'chol Yoyim, and he brings from Er Pasuk, from Er Gemara, V'avaratem Es Hashem Lekeichem, where the Gemara Bayah says, Zu Kriyash Mao Tefillah. So the Chamishna is already Ma'ir on the Rambam, that L'Chayr, where do you see anywhere that you have to do it B'chol Yoyim? Where do you see from this Pasuk that you have to do it every, it says there's a Mitzvah of Tefillah, that's before in this Pasuk, but where do you see that you have to do it B'chol Yoyim? So he brings that from the Kiryas Sefer. The Kiryas Sefer says, that the Ram learned it from the Hemshech of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Avatim says, Shabbat Lekechem, which the Gemara says, Do Tefillah. And then the Pasuk goes on, it says, Ubirech es lach b'chav es meimecha. And the Gemara by us says, that's Pas Shachris. Zu Pas b'melev kisa shomayim, which the Gemara by here says, that's Pas Shachris, and it's Pas Shachris, you need to do every day. It doesn't help if you do one time a week. Pas Shachris is not going to help you through the whole week. So says the Lecha Mishnah, B'shem the Kiryat Sefer, that's the Makar, the Rambam understood it. We're talking about daily things that you need. That you need to be Shayel Tzrachim, you need to be Vatzim Shem Lekechem, you have to do Tefillah, and you have to eat. Same way you have to eat every day, also have to, you have to be Mispalel every day. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, Omer Lehi Rav Yehuda Rav Adam Shucha. Rav Adam, the person that used to measure things, Rav Yehuda told him, Dal Amistan Nigra, the Dal Amistan you have to leave on the side, of Amas Amayim, Zilzabahu, you don't have to be so careful to make sure it's Mamish Dalet Amas. Mashegin Dan Hara, but from the Nor, from the big Nor, Loisib Shechenu Klal, you shouldn't measure it, you should just leave Baravchas Dalet Amas. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudu Taimei, there Rabbi Yudu Arba Amas Dan Nigro of Neam Nigro. The four Amas of Nigro are just for the people over there, for the Bneam Nigro. Dan Hara, the Kuli Alma, Mashegin Dan Nor is the Kuli Alma. And Rashi explains that the Bneam Nigro ain't a Mazik El Yechidim. So Vyesh Biyadam Limchos, so therefore, you don't have to be so careful to give amas. That could be meichel. It doesn't have to be exactly dalat amas. Masha inkein the nars a kul yamu man machan who's meichel. The Meiri says a different shot in the Gemara. The Meiri says that the Gemara means to say is that since it's the kul yamu, so therefore there's a lot much bigger things. You need a lot more space. That's why you have to make sure that it's full big four dalat amas. Masha inkein the nigra. Therefore, it's only for not so many people, and you don't need no big boats and everything. So therefore, over there, it's enough. You don't have to mamish. It's enough, you don't need even a full Dalet Amos. You don't have to be so careful to leave a full Dalet Amos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.